Did you expect this to happen?
After I saw the final version of the original bill, I thought there was a very good chance that there would be some significant opposition to the bill. And the reason that I believe that, or I thought that possible, was because when you talk about FOIA, most people aren't necessarily familiar with all the ins and outs of our state FOIA laws. I'm still not, and I've been in the Senate for 9 years. But I think what people are unified and are familiar with is transparency in their government, and that they want more, not less. And anything that is perceived to be chipping away at transparency is going to get pushback. There are some legitimate reasons for why we should be having a conversation about the need to make some changes to our current FOIA law. The one we are going by now was passed back in 1967. But to expound upon that, that cannot be done without input from the public.
The attorney-client privilege part was separate from the issues that we were going to see at the local level. I mean, in terms of the no access to email, no access to be able to FOIA deliberations between elected officials.
The deliberative process portion was problem. I mean, that was so broad and wide-ranging that it needed to come out. People have a right to know what's going on in their government. All people, not just people on the left or people on the right, but all people deserve that.
Why not a security bill? Why choose FOIA?
Well, that's what we have now. It is just the security of the governor, because the current FOIA protections only included the grounds of the governor's mansion. It wasn't a matter of just for this governor, but also for future governors. Yeah, we can't make a decision just based upon political ideology. But I know that when we pass a law and put something in a statute, it doesn't only apply to this governor, but all future governors.
Will travel spending still be FOIA'd with the new law?
Yeah, we will do a report to ALC each month outlining the expenditures of governor's travel and security expenditures.
Where do we stand now with this bill, and when do you suspect a vote will
be taken? This
bill
is going to pass. We have passed it off the Senate floor. We're waiting for the mirroring House version.
Senator, you are well-seasoned as the leading senator from this area. Have you ever experienced a session like you have in the past 3 days?
No, I have not. I hope I never have the pleasure of experiencing another one again. This has not been a pleasant experience, but I tell you, it's given me, you know, confidence in our republic. Because at the end of the day, I think the people that prevailed were the people of this state. And the bill that we're going to pass is a bill that they can support and be proud of supporting.
When it comes to feedback from your constituents, did you receive a significant amount this time around?
I've received more feedback on this issue than I think I have on any previous issue in my 9 years in the Senate.